right now, we have Mannequin Pussy. They are going to play live, so stay tuned. And then they're going to come into the studio and talk to me. So here we go.
I catch myself when I'm feeling lonely. Talk to myself when no one hears me. And you are miles away when I need it. The one to pin me down, take a breather. And I am not ashamed to feel lonely, but I'm afraid to feel it so deeply. Look in the mirror until I blush. Eat myself until I get stuck. And I was miles away when you needed someone to sit on your face, scream and keep me. And I am not ashamed to feel lonely, but I'm afraid to feel it so deeply.
Thank you.
think you could decide to see it in your eyes. Cause you said a liar. Mislead me, I want this more than anything. I want it for you.
I have Mannequin Pussy in the studio. Can you guys introduce yourselves?
Hi, we're Mannequin Pussy.
Hi.
Hey.
What's your name?
I'm Marissa.
I'm Thanasi.
Kayleen.
Thanks so much for coming in, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So you are on tour.
Yeah.
And how long have you been on tour?
We started on the 31st, but we've been coasting.
3 weeks and one day.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, yesterday was our 3 week anniversary.
Oh, well, congratulations. Yeah. I hope you celebrated appropriately.
Yeah, last night's show was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys were great. Thank you so much for. I'm glad that you got to play Denver and Boulder because that is actually two.
I think more bands should do that.
I do too.
It's also, it's a stressful drive coming in. Like, no matter what, you have to drive that 8 hours.
Right.
If you're going further west or east, and like, just spend 2 days in Colorado. You're going to be happy that you did.
You can buy weed.
Yeah.
Hang out. Play. Have you guys, you haven't been to Dead Leaf. It's a newer space, and it's rad, and that's where you're playing tonight.
Sweet.
And I don't give out DIY addresses on the radio, but you can Google it and find it, and you're playing with Male Blonding.
Yes.
Who I've heard nothing but awesome things about.
I know, everyone keeps talking about them. I think it's so I'm really excited. They have this big hype in my mind.
We stayed at their house yesterday.
Oh, nice.
They have really cool t-shirts.
Yeah, the t-shirts are awesome.
They're selling them for a little bit too much, but I think they're going to come down.
I'm going to pay full price for one tonight.
Really? Like, over $20? Or
no.
Oh, okay.
No.
Kiss prices.
Yeah, not Kiss prices.
No.
Yeah.
I saw Beck last week, and his t-shirts were like $20, and I was really impressed.
For what? What was on them?
They were cool. They had like baseball tees. I don't know.
Oh, baseball tees.
Yeah, they were surprisingly because, you know, you go to big shows and they're like $50.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, yeah, okay. Weird.
That's an expensive night.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I guess where can people find your music?
So easy. We're like the, I feel like
the most Googleable band.
You are.
We really are. And can I tell a story that I've told like once before, but I really want to tell again?
If it's a good story.
Yeah, like if it's okay with you're looking at your bandmates like, maybe it's not okay.
Okay, so when we first started the band, it was me and Thanasi, and like we were just duo and stuff, and now we're like this awesome family with Kayleen. But back then, there wasn't anything to Google. Like if you Googled Mannequin Pussy, what came up was like our MySpace probably.
Yeah, I think so.
And then a story about a guy from Columbus, Ohio, who was like a serial breaker-inner of department stores and would defile mannequins.
That's so ridiculous because...
That was a pretty big story that
and
year.
Yeah.
Mannequins are like very easily accessible. You could not have to be a creep and just go buy one.
It's true.
Or find one in the trash. I mean, I worked at the mall for a really long time and like if it had a broken finger, it just went to the trash.
It's as easy to find a plastic mannequin as it is to Google Mannequin Pussy.
I didn't think about that because the unfortunate thing is sometimes when your name has a body part in it or something sexual, like all this really, really bad stuff comes up.
But maybe not sexual, though, too.
Not anymore.
There's your last name's Butts.
Well, I had a tape label called Teen Pass Out, and like all these videos would be like teens passing out, and it'd be really bad stuff you didn't want to see.
I remember that name, and I always thought that was such a good name, Teen Pass Out, but I never Google imaged it.
Yeah, I don't. It's really depressing. So, awesome. So where are you guys headed next after Boulder?
To Omaha.
Cool. Cool. And then are you heading towards home or?
Yeah, slowly but surely making our way back. So at Omaha and then Kansas City?
Yep, Kansas City, St. Louis.
Cincinnati,
Pittsburgh. And then we're back in Philly.
Awesome.
Yay.
Sounds like a nice summer tour.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been really great.
Oh my
so
gosh.
Far.
This is like the best summer vacation ever.
Totally.
I know it's either like awesome summer vacation or worst family trip of all time. Two ways that it can really go. So I'm glad it's going the positive way.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, you can Google Mannequin Pussy and find their music.
Yeah.
And you can see them tonight at the Dead Leaf.
Yeah, come. We're going to party. I know there's a lot of freshmen out there listening. You're in their dorm rooms. You're alone because you haven't talked to anyone. And you're scared. You're probably an out kid and you're like, oh, what am I going to do tonight? And you're going to go to Dead Leaf.
Yes. There were a lot of kids, actually, I had never seen before at your show last night. You guys brought out a crowd in Denver I hadn't seen before. So that's awesome.
The new generation is here.
Yes. Elder statesmen, be nice and be polite and be cool.
Yeah.
So
being polite and cool is like the best.
Yeah. Not being an old curmudgeon, because that's really an easy thing to do when you're a guy in a band who's been doing it for a long time.
That is very true.
You know. So anyway, all right, we'll check them out at Dead Leaf. Donate. Again, the money that they make at the door goes to this band, and that helps them get to the next place. So, and buy their merch. They have beautiful t-shirts. Who designed your t-shirts?
I did.
They're awesome.
But I delegated very closely to my friend who knew how to use Photoshop. I was like, this is what I want. But I don't know how to use Photoshop, so.
I don't either.
I'm all into collaboration. You know?
Yeah, they look great. So, nice t-shirts. Thanks. All right. Well, thanks you guys so much for coming
in.
Thank you. Thank
thanks, Bree.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to play two songs in a row for you. I know, for Marissa, for some friends. So, oh yeah, so this is the secret, is Marissa used to live in Boulder, and that's why I snuck her on this locals only show.
Yeah.
Because.
Infiltrated it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the Boulder DIY scene in particular is not always the most favorite of cops, and a lot of things get shut down, and you lived in a space that I think maybe still hosts shows off and on.
The landlord's coming down on them. I think if I had to guess, I don't think that house is going to be having any more shows.
Sure.
But it has been, I think it was very wonderful while it
absolutely.
While it went on.
So I'm going to play a track from the Gucci Boys, even
Yay!
Though I played them earlier, because I would just play them all the
good,
time.
I missed them. I was parking the car. I'm happy now.
They're so good.
Which one is it?
Banana Split. And then I'll play a track from Les Cats of the Gutters.
Excellent.
Our favorite girlfriend. So cool. Thanks, you guys.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.